Well, this evening we have the privilege of hearing from Jacqueline Halliday, and it's really encouraging to see how God has worked in her life over the years, which I've been only here 2 years, so you see more of it than I have. So we're very encouraged, and we have a business meeting after the service, so I encourage you, member or non-member, to stay around for that as well. I'll give you more details later, but Jackie, why don't you come and present?
Hello. I'm genuinely very excited and privileged to be standing in front of you guys tonight. Growing up in this church has been a privilege and something that I'm very thankful for. And so over the years, many of you know that I have believed that God has called me to serve him overseas. And so when I graduated from Liberty this past May, and was trying to figure out what to do, I was offered a job at ABWE, the missions organization. And I didn't know exactly how God was going to use this in my life because I wanted to go overseas, but knew that it was the job that God was asking me to take, even though it wasn't related to my degree in public health, that I just needed to trust him in what his big plan was. So as the months passed, I continually prayed that God would show me what to do with my future. And then the Lord laid on my heart to pray more specifically for an avenue to learn hands-on what it would look like to serve God using health care and medical care overseas. So within a few weeks of praying this, God provided an opportunity for me to speak with a missionary through ABWE who travels around doing just this. She encouraged me to pursue adult short-term with ABWE. Adult short-term is a little bit different than long-term missions. It's where you serve alongside somebody who is fully living overseas and is committed to living there the rest of their life. And it's for serving up to 2 years in that capacity and so serving alongside that long-term missionary. So that's what I did. I started pursuing going overseas for 2 years to serve alongside somebody. And so I've been working with the director of adult short-term at ABWE. And through this process, I have genuinely seen God open doors that I would not have thought of on my own. And because of the specifications of the ministry that I hope to do, I spoke with a few different missionaries around the world who were doing healthcare and medical care. And after speaking with Pastor Colby and praying continually that the Lord would just direct and show me where to go, the Lord opened the door for me to serve in Ecuador. So I will be going to Ecuador for 2 years, hopefully, to serve alongside some missionaries. Ecuador is on the west coast of South America, and it is where the equator runs through, as well as the Andes Mountains. So you can see in the middle of the picture, the Andes Mountains are there, and I will be living at a city just outside of the capital. Quito is the capital, and I'll be living in Cumbaya, which is a fun name. that's where I'll be living. So it's a beautiful place. It's set in the mountains. It's about 8,000 feet in height, so it's definitely pretty high up there. It's beautiful weather, beautiful scenes from what I've seen, and photos. So who will I be serving along with? I will be serving with Melissa Nieves. She is the lady on the right. She is a doctor, or on the left, on the right, whatever. You know what I mean. So she's a medical doctor, and she's been in country for about 5 years. She's been working to be able to practice medicine there to get her medical license transferred into Ecuador. It took some work, but she's now able to serve in a medical capacity. And then I will be also working with Will and Laura Lyon. They serve with a different missions organization that's also a Baptist missions organization. And they specifically moved to Quito and to the Cumbaya area to work with the Quechua people. So now you're probably wondering, who are the Quechua people? So here's a video that Will and Laura Lyon made to share with one of their churches that supports them that gives way more information than I can begin to share. So,
good morning, Calvary. This is Will and Laura Lyon with our two boys, Jaden and Levi, and we are missionaries to the Quechua people in Ecuador, South America. We'd like to take a moment to tell you thank you for taking this opportunity to learn about our life and ministry here in Ecuador. And thank you, Pastor Martin, for this opportunity. The Quechua people that we work with live in northern Ecuador in the Andes Mountains, and their population is around 300,000 people. They're currently considered one of the largest unreached people groups in South America. Most of the Quechua people that we work with live in small Andean villages that range in elevation from about 9,000 feet up to about 13,000 feet above sea level. In the area where we serve, there are about 200 of these Andean villages, and currently there's less than 10 evangelical churches in these villages. And so the threefold goal of our ministry is, number one, to see a church planted in every one of these villages. Number two, we plan to start a seminary that can train Quechua church planters and missionaries and Christian leaders to serve in these villages where there is no gospel presence. And also, number three, our goal is to see the Bible translated into the Quechua dialect that we're working with, which is called the Imbabura Quechua language. When we arrived in Ecuador a few years ago, we didn't have any contacts at all in the Quechua villages. We simply prayed that God would open the right doors for our family and for our ministry. And over 2 years after our arrival in Ecuador, God opened the first door for our family in a Quechua village. And since then, he has been working in incredible ways. We've been able to enter 12 different villages, and we're working closely with several Quechua pastors. We're currently training 35 Quechua believers in a Bible Institute, and many of them are young men that could be church planters in the near future. As the Lord opened doors for us in the ministry, he also allowed us to be able to build a ministry center in a Quechua village in the past year. The land for the ministry center was actually the inheritance of a Quechua man who is a believer. He donated the land to the ministry because he told me he wanted to do everything he could to help reach his people with the gospel. This ministry center will be a hub for missionary work and a home for our family in the villages. Thank you so much for taking the time to learn about our life and our ministry. If you have any questions about Ecuador or about our ministry, about our family, please don't hesitate to call us or write us. You can look up our website, it's listed here, and you can see videos and see pictures and read more about what God is doing here in Ecuador. Once again, we want to thank you for this opportunity, and we pray that you have a great missions month, and we look forward to meeting you in person in the future. God bless.
So, as you heard in the movie, the Quechua people are considered one of the largest unreached people groups in South America. There are 5 churches planted in 200 villages that reside in the northern Andes Mountains. 5 churches in 200 villages. Think about that for a moment. That leaves so many villages without a gospel presence. And so, let me tell you a story. Just about over 20 years ago, the first believer in one of these villages was persecuted for accepting Jesus Christ as his Savior. You see, the Quechua people will tell you they are Catholic, but there's a lot of animism mixed into this Catholicism. When this man accepted Christ as his Savior, the others in his village taunted him and would even throw stones at him when he would leave his home. Fast forward to present day, and this village is named Chiriwasi. This is where this is. And it now has a church of over 200 believers. The church has the desire to reach out to other villages around them. However, the Quechua culture is a very reserved culture, and you do not go into other villages without an invitation, and those invitations don't come easily. This is where Melissa and I will be able to use the gifts that God has given us. Partnering with the Lyon family and with the church in Chiriwasi, we will be using health and medical care to gain access to these villages, because people don't turn down free medical care. So that's what we will be doing. Melissa will be providing the medical care, and I will be providing health education to help in the prevention of many health diseases. We want to bring physical healing, But ultimately, the goal is to share the gospel to bring spiritual healing, which will then in turn lead to church plants. The Lions and Melissa are in the development part of this ministry, which is another reason why I believe that God has opened the door at this time, because this allows me to come alongside them during this development time. And as of right now, we hope to travel to these different villages a few times a month. You may be wondering, then what does life look like on a daily basis for me while I'll be living there? To be honest, I don't know. But here are some things that I do know it will include. It will include learning the culture of Ecuador, learning Spanish. There is a church plant in Quito that was started by ABWE, and I hope to serve and minister there as well. I will be researching health education, as well as assessing the main needs of health that are needed in the country, and hopefully developing a health education program that can be sustained after I leave. What I mean by this is I want to work myself out of a job. I hope that after 2 years of living in Ecuador, that I will have developed a program that can be sustainable after I leave by teaching it to nationals to then in turn teach and then continue and it be multiplied. I want to use health education as a way of sharing the gospel, but I don't want it to be limited by my presence. So by teaching nationals, they can continue it after I come back. So the goal is to hopefully leave in early 2018. Obviously, the Lord can totally change that, but that's where right now I believe the Lord is leading, so that's the hope. But before I can leave, I have to raise partners in ministry. First and foremost, I need partners in prayer, because prayer is the largest aspect of any ministry that anyone does. It is what keeps it Christ-focused rather than on our own selfish desires. We have to keep it on Christ because that is what truly matters. And then I also need to raise approximately $3,000 per a month for a living. What do the next 10 months look like? In April, I will begin studying Spanish. In June, I will participate in a training at ABWE that will help me prepare for the field. I also will be remaining at my job at ABWE until I leave for the field. The main hope over the next 10 months is to deepen my relationships with people that I have here, as well as just continue to build new relationships of people who will really partner with me in this ministry. I totally believe it is a partnership, because what I hope to do in Ecuador cannot happen if I don't have people back here supporting and by praying and giving sacrificially. In Romans 10, we can see a passage that speaks the truth of how the church is to send and partner with missionaries. It says, "How then will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of all those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, the Lord who has believed what he has from us. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." This is why I want you guys to be my sending church, because I value the relationships that I have had here. I value your relationship with the Lord. I can trust wholeheartedly that you guys will back me up by prayer and partner with me in reaching the Quechua people. So that's a synopsis of what I hope to be doing. So much, I still have so much more to learn about the Quechua people, as well as what the ministry will look like. It's obviously still pretty early in the development period. That's the overall goal and hope. So if anybody has any questions, I would love to be able to try and answer them. They can read Spanish, but I think something that's really important is having the word of God in their language. So they can speak Spanish and they know Spanish, but their true dialect is, I think, Quechuan. And there's is a specific dialect, because there's different Quechua people throughout South America. We're going to be specifically working with the Imbabara, I think is how you say it, Quechuan people. And so they're word hasn't, the Bible hasn't been translated into their specific dialect.
Has any part of the Bible at all been
translated into? I was looking on Joshua Project recently, and I think the New Testament might be, but I'm not positive. Joshua Project is a database that has all the people groups around the world, and it has different information on them. Any other questions? Oh, whoa. So, in the process of everything, I was working with the director of Adult Short Term, and we contacted different missionaries around the world, and I landed with Ecuador and Melissa Nieves because specifically of what her ministry is. And so she knows the Lions and is already partnering with them because they've wanted to get into these Quechua villages, but they've been in country for 5 years and they have like hardly any contacts in any villages because it's just so reserved within the different villages. So that's where they came up with the idea of doing medical care, and it's worked in the past. They've had short-term teams come in, but like I said, they're just in the development of realizing, like, this is the key to get into these villages. I think Mr. Andronoff raised his hand.
Are there other missionaries besides the Lions working
with I don't know the specific answer to that. From what there may be, but I don't think within their context they know of very many people. So the church that was planted there 20 years ago was the Southern Baptist Convention that planted that. So I know that they've had contact there. I don't know if they're still there or what. So. Who else raised their hand, Ms. Avery? That's a great question. I don't know. I was told that they speak Spanish, so they clearly speak both languages, and I think it's a matter of if they go to school or not, of whether they would be literate or illiterate. So, I mean, I think long-term, you know, for sure a hope would be if they are illiterate to teach them how to read and write. So, you had a second question. So I started researching like a little bit, and I know diabetes is a big one, because we take for granted that we know what a healthy diet is, so that's a large aspect I know for sure. And then in a lot of ways, just basic things again that we take for granted, hand washing, basic health education stuff that we've grown up knowing that they just don't know, like even how to put like that you need to wash out a wound after you get cut or something like that. They just don't realize stuff like that. They've never been taught. So, yes. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's different with the indigenous like villages, like what I'll be working with specifically. So I don't know if there's like a school that they're attending or what. I will learn that though, and I will share. Other questions? Yes, Cody. I've had that question as well. And I think it's probably because the villages are pretty spread out throughout the mountains. So that would be like one assumption I have, I guess. And I think it's just, again, their culture within the Quechuan people is very reserved and very structured within their village. Yes.
That's fine.
So I'll be living in Cumbaya, which is a city right outside the capital of Quito. And we'll travel up to these villages. The Lion family is just built the home, as you saw in the video. So they're working to move up into the actual Chiriwasi, where that church is. So, but I'll be living with, I don't know where I'll be living yet exactly in the city, but ABWE's base within the city is or within Ecuador is Cumbaya. So, other questions? No. Going once? Yes. Yes. So I will be learning Spanish, which will be fun and challenging. But I'm really excited. I think it's going to be fun to learn a new language, especially one that is really very versatile in all around the world. So I'll begin studying Spanish in April, and I'm going to start with Rosetta Stone. And then there's a tutor that I can use online who I'll meet with once a week via Skype. So I will be doing that and starting that program so that way I can actually learn structure, like sentence structure and all that kind of fun stuff. And then there are people in the home office at ABWE who speak fluent Spanish because they served in South America. So I will also be practicing with them. And one of the ladies already told me that when I know enough Spanish, she's only speaking Spanish to me. So that'll be fun. So that's the adventures in language learning. Yes?
When you come back the next time, will you speak to us in
Spanish? Hopefully. I'd like to think that I would. Are we good? No other questions? You can always ask me afterwards as well.